Hi, this is Allison Steele. Come on in and sit down and relax, make yourself at home. We'll have some tea and conversation for the next few minutes in the tea house. And taking tea with me is a gentleman who has been in the music business for a long time, originally with Velvet Underground. Say hello to Lou Reed. Your new album is very exciting, really exciting.
Thank you.
And I'd like to know what exactly did you have in mind when you put out this album? Because it's kind of a culmination of everything you've done up till now. What was your thought on it?
That's what we had in mind.
I answered my own question.
It was just a build-up of everything that was before, you know, all the other themes and interests and styles, you know, and finally all brought together, you know, I thought.
I'm sure that you're somewhat of a hero. I call it a kind of a folk hero, because Velvet Underground is like one of the root groups of our music.
Well, I hear strange stories.
Like what?
No, I mean about, you know, that I've had X effect on...
Oh, you have?
On, like, X person or persons or groups.
Do you feel that yourself? Do you feel that you've had an effect on music today?
No, I personally don't. You know, but everybody keeps telling me that I have.
You're extremely modest, then.
No, it's just that I think I'm too close to it.
That's true. You generally can't see your accomplishments the way everyone else can.
You know, because, like, you know, I listen to my own stuff, and I just get tired of it really quick. Mm-hmm. And yet somebody will say, hey, somebody copped one of your licks, man, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, took the thing and rewrote it.
Yeah.
And I say, well, you know, I don't hear it. Like, you know, there's bound to be more than one person interested in that kind of thing. So it just makes sense to me that it's natural that somebody else would do it too. But there are some people who say, no, man, they heard your thing. I know it.
I think that's true to a degree, Lou. I think anybody that's into this music has a great reverence for the early groups, and Velvet Underground was one of them. I think that's all we have time for today. And it's been a pleasure talking to Lou. So we'll wind up, and until next time, this is Allison Steele reminding you, anytime you're relaxing with good friends and good talk, you're in the tea house.